everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. This is Mike Pursuta from the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com, and you are watching Agree to Disagree, the show with the motto,
I'm right, he's wrong.
Right. Last week, we got to deal with the hypothetical, as in the loss in Oakland would be the worst. This week, unfortunately, we get to deal with the reality. Statement number one, the loss in Oakland was the worst.
I'm going to have to agree, Bob.
So you're changing your mind.
Well, after what I have seen, I am changing my mind, and I still think the Raiders may have better personnel than the Minnesota Vikings. Not that that is any kind of declarative statement as to the viability of either team, but I just, the way the game ended, the Steelers taking a timeout with the clock stopped before a second and three from the 12-yard line inside the two-minute warning when they had three timeouts left and they knew they needed two scores to get that game tied up. That was one example among several of not thinking the game, not being on your details. Physical mistakes are one thing, and they made their share of those as well, but I think that was the least amount of football IQ that the Steelers have displayed this season. I expect better from them in that department.
I agree with you and agree with the statement. You chose something in the fourth quarter. I'll pick the first play of the game. You practiced all week. You were in meetings all week about Terrell Pryor and the kind of things he brought to the Raiders offense with his individual skill set. And he goes 93 yards for a touchdown because nobody could find a football on a basic something that they run in high school.
Read option, they call that.
Statement number two.
Tebow was good at it.
Statement number two. Tebow was good at everything. Timeouts should only be called from the sideline.
I'm going to disagree. I know where you're going with this. It's the timeout I just referenced, and clearly that should not have been called. I agree. That should never have ever been called. It was a bad idea to call that timeout. But I don't think you could paint yourself into a corner. I think Mike Tomlin talked this week, Labs, about the coach and the quarterback conversing often. Mondays is their day to do that here, and hopefully getting on the same page in terms of how they're seeing the game and how they're thinking the game. I don't care who calls it. It just needs to be called at the right spot, and more importantly, it needs not to be called when it shouldn't be.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you and agree with the statement. And, you know, maybe it's not a permanent situation, but I think that right now, based on where this team is, and personnel is new and things are different, and they're really trying to still find their way. I think simplifying things, you know, everybody just do your job. The job of the timeout should be handled on the sideline. Statement number three. Pressure Tom Brady by any means necessary.
Disagree. Stop the run by any means necessary. Guess what? These aren't Bill Cowher's New England Patriots or the New England Patriots that Bill Cowher used to battle over and over again. They don't spread it out and throw it all over the yard. They run multiple fullbacks sometimes. They run the football. When Mike Tomlin was talking this week about a three-headed monster at running back, he was not kidding. He was not speaking to hear the sound of his own voice. New England Patriots run the football with LeGarrette Blount, Stephen Ridley, and Brandon Bolden. They're pretty good at it. They've always been kind of underrated, in my estimation, as the impact that their running game has on their overall product. But this year, it's run first, run foremost. New England, I think, is 12th in the NFL in rushing. Tom Brady, very minimal numbers against Miami last Sunday. He's still pretty good. But if you stop the run and make them one-dimensional, that's where you get them.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you and agree with the statement. I think Tom Brady's statistics, or lack thereof, compared to his previous seasons are because of two things. The receivers are young. They're not always where he needs them to be, and therefore he has taken some hits. Number two, their offensive line is in flux, and that means Tom Brady has taken some hits. I know quarterbacks don't like to take hits. Tom Brady especially does not like to take hits. I'm getting hits on Tom Brady on Sunday. Statement number four, a win over New England temporarily stops the bleeding.
Absolutely. Agree. My premise going into the Oakland game, I know most of you people clicking in listen to the pregame show, so you know this already, but I thought 3-5 through 8 was workable, manageable. Given the 0-4 start, 3-5 through 8 games would not be the worst thing that could happen to the Steelers. I was expecting number 3 to come in Oakland and take the pressure off of what I think is going to be a monstrously difficult game to win this coming Sunday. But if they find a way to pull that off, You get to 3-5, you get there with some momentum, and you still got a shot.
Yeah, I will agree with you and agree with the statement. It will temporarily stop the bleeding, but it will really aggravate me, because if they're good enough to go up and beat New England, how can you go out to Oakland and play like that? That'll do it for this edition of Agree to Disagree. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. Happy Halloween. We'll see you next week exclusively on Steelers.com.